You're listening to Bodhi Light Tales, the podcast for mindful people on the go.
Hello, this is Miao Guang. Today's Bodhi Light Tale is One-Legged Duck. Once upon a time, there was a CEO named Richard. Under his skilled management, his business grew steadily. Richard was a serious and stern man. At work, everyone knew of his high expectations and his sharp eye for details. At home, Richard likewise showed no affection towards his wife, nor did he ever praise her. They had been married for more than 10 years with no children. Every day, Jane would carefully prepare delicious food for Richard. She would always make him 3-course meals, hoping to impress him. However, Richard never appreciated or praised her efforts. Instead, he simply ate the food in silence and then left to concern himself with work or other things. One day, Richard was home for lunch. Jane had cooked a steamed duck especially for him. When they were both seated, Richard reached out for the food. But as he was about to pick up the drumstick, he realized something strange. So he turned to his wife. "Don't ducks usually have 2 legs? Why is there only 1 drumstick on this plate?" "Oh, didn't you know that all the ducks raised in this house only have 1 leg? Jane replied. Dumbfounded, Richard said, "Utter nonsense. Ducks always have 2 legs. How can they have only 1? "If you don't believe me, we can go to the backyard and take a look," said Jane. Richard immediately put down his chopsticks and got up. "Sure, let's go now." "All right," Jane said. Making their way to the backyard, Jane quietly opened the gate as the ducks were sleeping. As expected, all of them stood on 1 leg. So Jane said proudly, "See, I told you that our ducks only have 1 leg. Richard smiled but also had a trick up his sleeve. He slowly raised his hands and then started clapping. Clap, clap, clap. All the ducks woke up in shock and immediately ran around like crazy, not knowing what had just happened. Richard turned to his wife and said smugly, "Do you see? Our ducks do have 2 legs, not 1. Jane was prepared to use this opportunity to say what she had long held back. "Can't you see that only by applauding will these ducks have 2 legs? This story highlights that giving others praise is very important. Who in this world does not like to be praised and acknowledged by others? For a family to be happy and harmonious, it requires every member of the family to come together to make it so. For a loving couple, as in this story, a husband must praise his wife, letting her know that she is the most beautiful and kind woman in the world. A wife must, in turn, let her husband know that he is the most capable and willing man in the world. Without a doubt, if we respond to each other in kind ways with praise and acknowledgments, the relationship may last for a lifetime. Often when we interact with others, we like to cut to the chase. However, if we speak kindly and with encouragement, such words become powerful, surpassing any physical strength. Just as Venerable Master Xingyun says, "Better a smile than a fragrant flower. Better a thought than clear water. Better a poem than a symphony. Better a praise than poetry." Furthermore, he states that a first-rate husband has a sense of humor and helps with chores. A second-rate husband enjoys tea with his newspaper and praises his wife constantly. A third-rate husband is a bully and a complainer. A fourth-rate husband parties with friends and returns home late. At the same time, a first-rate wife is virtuous and keeps a neat home. A second-rate wife comforts and praises her husband. A third-rate wife is a nag and a complainer. A fourth-rate wife gossips and makes trouble.
This is Miao Guang. Thank you for listening to Bodhi Light Tales. Subscribe to Bodhi Light Tales and have stories delivered to you every week. May your day be filled with happiness and wisdom.